Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. If you live on PD Ranch Road in County Water and Sewer District 1, you are still under a boil advisory, probably through this afternoon. Contractors plowed into one of the county water lines yesterday. If you have any concerns about it, you should call 910-770-2158. There will be some discoloration. Staff is recommending that any water that is used for consumption should be boiled today. The advisory is expected to be lifted this evening. Our protest plan for yesterday at Williams Township School was canceled after organizers went to investigate a weekend shooting in Myrtle Beach. Civil rights organizer John Barnett's Thug organization has been protesting about a WTS substitute teacher. She was exonerated of accusations of racism. Parents have rallied around the teacher, and parents and WTS supporters were outside the campus waiting to counter-demonstrate yesterday when word passed through that Burnett would not be coming to WTS. Instead, he was going to Myrtle Beach to investigate the officer-involved shooting down there. We have much more on this story on our website. The jury summons scam is making the rounds again. One local man was almost taken for $4,500 when someone claiming to be from the sheriff's office called from a local number saying the victim had missed jury duty. He was instructed to deposit cash into an ATM to pay bond on the bogus charge. Officials said that the sheriff's office will never contact you by phone about jury duty. They will never demand cash payment for a bond like that. The best defense, the sheriff's office said, is to simply hang up on the caller. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Chavern. Events are taking place all week long, leading up to the big day on Saturday. The Strawberry Parade has been moved to 11 a.m. this year. Look for the full list of events on our website. Three youth, including a juvenile, were detained after allegedly stealing two cases of beer Wednesday. James Huggins, age 18, and Leighton Hall, age 20, were charged with misdemeanor larceny, contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, and underage consumption of alcohol. Both Huggins and Hall were out on bond on unrelated charges at the time. They allegedly took the beer from a Whiteville store and were sharing it with a 14-year-old when they were caught. The younger boy was released to a family member. The driver of a speeding car that was stopped by deputies was allegedly impaired, had empty vodka bottles and drug residue, along with a young child who was not properly restrained. That was on Thursday near Chavern. Kimberly Mitchell was arrested after driving more than 80 miles per hour on U.S. 74. When she finally came to a complete stop, the report said, Mitchell was slurring on her speech while trying to hide plastic bags of cocaine. The child was unhurt. Mitchell was jailed under multiple charges. Elwell Ferry in Bladen County has reopened, according to the Department of Transportation. The ferry was closed due to high water. The ferry crosses the Cape Fear River between Carver, St. Kelly, and Bladen County. It runs daily from dawn until dusk, and there is no charge. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.